Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See radiosportnat.com.au for more details.
John Anderson, the CEO of Harness Racing Victoria, joins us. John, good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
Harness Racing Victoria has decided not to bid for the Inter-Dominion rights for the coming 3 years, I believe. What's the reasoning behind it?
That's right, Shane. The tender documents were due 5 o'clock yesterday, and HRV's decision was to not bid for the rights. The Harness Racing Australia and Harness Racing New Zealand put out a tender for conducting the event for 3 years, 2013 to 2015, to try and develop the Inter-Dominion in one venue rather than around the countryside as it is now. We went to the Victorian Major Events Corporation for some financial support because it was our view that the economic benefits of running an event like the Inter-Dominion sort of spread more in terms of economic benefits to the state rather than the benefit to the industry. It's a very expensive event to put on an Inter-Dominion with $1 million grand final would have been part of our bid and just the costs associated with promotion and advertising. And from an industry point of view, it was HRV's view that that would be an expense that the industry would not bear, but that the economic benefits to the would be more to the state than to harness racing itself.
So why has the Inter-Dominion been decided to now be based in one particular state for 3 years when its long history has been around sharing it around the country?
I think the view of the harness racing international authorities in New Zealand and Australia was that the brand of Inter-Dominion is not as strong as it once was, and probably because it does go around the countryside. Like next year it's in Perth, it's been in Auckland this year, it's recently been in Tassie and South Australia. And so the view was taken that to try and strengthen the brand, let's put it into one venue. The venue's bid for the rights to host it. They would own the rights for those 3 years and try and develop the strong brand. So there's some logic in that thinking, but again, the cost of actually staging it, when you stage it once every 8 years, you know, you can sort of provide for it and build up to it, but over 3 years it just wasn't something that HRV was prepared to fund at the expense of industry funding.
Has the Racing Minister voiced his opinion on this situation, the fact that HRV will not bid for the Inter-Dominion?
Look, the Racing Minister was actually supportive of harness racing bidding for the Inter-Dominion, and in fact he referred us to Major Events. But as I say, the Major Events Corporation considered our application for funding and didn't view the benefit to the state sufficient to warrant putting money into the event. So we were disappointed with that outcome, and as a result of that, we did not put a bid in.
I find that a staggering decision when there should be an incentive to put on the best quality racing possible at all times.
Well, I think that any state that does actually bid for the Inter-Dominion or run the Inter-Dominion will have some contribution from its local events corporation, but we weren't able to attract that funding, unfortunately. And I might say that it does give us the opportunity now, Shane, to put our energies into another race, and our view would be a major trotting event which would attract more international standing from Europe and North America than perhaps what a pacing Inter-Dominion race would.
What sort of race would that be? Is it an established race or something that you'd create?
It was something we would create, Shane. We will be hosting the Inter-Dominion Trot in February 2012, and that will be the last time the Inter-Dominion Trot is run as part of our strategic plan, which is yet to be released. But within it will be the creation of a major trotting race of hopefully of international standing within 1 to 2 years, which eventually will become Victoria's biggest race.
To the brand of Harness Racing Victoria, though, is there a potential for it to be damaged, the fact that it's not linked in with the Inter-Dominion, which is synonymous, you know, with what the best part of 80, 90 years of history in Australia?
I don't think it'll damage our brand at all. I think harness racing in Victoria will still benefit from the Inter Dominion if it's run hypothetically in Sydney or in Queensland. We'll still get the spin-off with wagering and so on betting on the Inter Dominion without actually running the event. And I know a lot of people like to go. A lot of Victorians who tell me they plan their holidays around going to the Inter Dominion. So. If it was in Victoria, that might be a bit disappointing for them. They'll still get the opportunity to travel and be part of the Inter-Dominion atmosphere. So I don't think it'll damage the Victorian brand as long as we support other initiatives.
All right, John, we'll follow this up on Racing Ahead, in particular with our Harness segment next Tuesday with Adam Hamilton. Thanks for being a part of the program.
Thanks for the time, Shane.
John Anderson, the CEO of Harness Racing Victoria, with Victoria not to bid for the Inter-Dominion over the next 3 years.
This podcast is brought to you by radiosportnat.com.au.